In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The Confession of St. Peter receives its name from Peter's bold confession to Jesus that you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. Jesus responds to Peter's confession by giving him the keys to the kingdom of heaven, and then telling Peter that he, Jesus, must go to Jerusalem to suffer and be raised on the third day. This confession and response form the foundation of the church. And yet Peter, overwhelmed by the mystery and the horror of the passion, rebukes Jesus, and then in turn is rebuked by him. It would take time for Peter to fully understand the passion and resurrection. And it would take more than even the physical resurrection of Jesus himself for him to grasp the totality of the kingdom of God. In our Lord's final words to his disciples at his ascension, he commands them to proclaim to all nations repentance and forgiveness of sins in his name. And that's exactly what Peter did. But it was only after Pentecost and the coming of the Holy Spirit that Peter's Galilean confession becomes a confession of the church, when he is able to tell those Jews in that first Pentecost sermon, repent and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth for the forgiveness of your sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. Peter's confession bears fruit in his Christological ministry, where he declares that a new era has dawned, and that that new era has dawned in the miracles performed in Jesus' name and the preaching that proclaims the essence of all that that name embraces. And so when Peter heals the lame man at the temple gate, he is declaring to the world that this new era is beginning, that the captives are still being set free, that prisoners are being released through the ongoing presence of the flesh of Jesus Christ in Peter's ministry, in Peter's teaching and healing, because Peter teaches and heals in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. This same name was placed upon us in the miracle of baptism, sealed upon our foreheads. A name that brings with it everything that that name bears in itself. Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom you crucified, but whom God raised from the dead. A name that releases us from our bondage, that heals our wounds, that saves us from the evil one. Jesus Christ of Nazareth was rejected by his own people as he made his way to Jerusalem to his final rejection on a cross. Only in the stone's rejection by the builders is one able to see the stone's exaltation to power and honor as the head of the corner. God's glory is manifested in the rejection of God's Son. And this ironic reversal is the hidden purpose of God being realized in Jesus' suffering, rejection, and death. And Peter, as one who imitated Jesus in his teaching and healing, he now knows that he will also experience Christ's rejection because he bears the name and because he proclaims that name to the world. And his arrest and trial before the Sadducees was just the beginning of his life under the cross that eventually would end with his martyrdom for the sake of the kingdom. By the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Peter and the apostles confess that there is salvation in no one else, For there is no other name under heaven given among men by which they must be saved. And even their opponents knew why. Because the apostles had been with Jesus. They had heard his teaching. They had seen his miracles. They had witnessed his passion and resurrection. The confession of St. Peter is now the confession of our church, a church that continues to hear the teaching of Jesus, continues to see his miracles in baptism and the Lord's Supper, continues to witness his suffering and entrance into glory every time his presence is made known among us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.